The Chief Ombudsman's launched an investigation into the MIQ system following a flood of complaints. Judge Peter Boscher has received more than 800 complaints about the government-run system since July last year, and he's previously raised concerns about the system's limited capacity, with most people now vying for a voucher through a lottery. Judge Peter Boscher joins me now. Tēnā koe.
Good afternoon, Lisa. And just to remind you, I did an interview with you last, just before you went into lockdown. So it's somewhat poignant that you were the very last interview we did together before it all happened.
And now you're doing this investigation into MIQ. So what are you going to focus on?
Well, Lisa, what's happened is the sheer number of complaints indicate to me as a temperature gauge that this is a matter of real concern to New Zealanders. I've never had such a barrage of complaints as has happened here. So there are four main areas, and would you like me to very quickly tell you what those focal areas are?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, so there are four, and this is what complainants are saying to us. It's not what I'm saying. In all of the letters, they fall into these four categories, and I'll be brief. First of all, that it's unlawful, a breach of the Bill of Rights Act. Secondly, it's unfit, not fit for purpose, because the supply doesn't meet the demand. Thirdly, it said there is an unfairness because of the stress in trying to use the system, get a voucher, manoeuvre your way through it. And for people with disabilities, they say it's even more difficult. And fourthly, people say it's poorly managed in that there is no prioritisation system. And many say it's not fair that I am double vaccinated and yet I'm asked to go into the same type of facility and according to the same regime as anyone else. So those are the broad categories of complaints.
Last time we talked, you said you had been in conversation with MBIE, which is responsible for operating MIQ on behalf of the government. Did you get no joy from those conversations in terms of surety that the system was working properly?
I have not got the answers that I need in relation to the complaints in order that I can say to complainants, I've investigated what you've got to say and there's no problem. So that's my way of saying to you, MBIE has engaged well. But the complaints here are so many and written with such intensity that I've got to dig much deeper to see. Really what I want to ask is this system, which seems to have had so many problems to complainants, is there any better way? What recommendations might have been made? What other ways of organising the system might have been contemplated? Has MBIE reasonably considered those and accepted or rejected? I want to look at their process and why we've ended up where we are.
If you say they've engaged, though, what are you going to be digging around in and get access to that you haven't had the opportunity to see?
Oh, I think we can ask much more in terms of their technology as to why they've moved through various systems of prioritisation, and the latest is a lobby. You may have noticed some commentators say that there are sophisticated systems that can be used to give people a queue fairness. Some people writing to us don't think it's fair that once they're in what's now called the lobby and they miss out, they've got to start all over again. They can't understand why they can't maintain their place in the queue. And I just don't understand why, given the complaints, that can't be looked at. The other thing I do want to say is many people don't understand why MBIE can't organise a priority system. So, for instance, if you were a nurse, say, wanting to enter New Zealand and you might be willing to contribute to this area, why couldn't you be given a greater weighting, therefore a priority, than someone else? And I haven't got answers yet as to why that can't be done.
What are your initial overall impressions as to how the system is running?
Well, can I go back to my starting point with you? The intensity, and these are people who are informed, intelligent complainants. These are not people who have got nothing else to do but write to the Ombudsman. These are people whose lives have been deeply affected. And so my answer to your question is I'm really, really concerned that so many find this so stressful. Many people just say to me that they have members of their family who have tried to engage with the system and find it utterly frustrating. So I feel that the complainants are matched by a number who have had an experience that hasn't been very attractive.
You know there's legal action at the moment, right? And in one of your statements, you say that you're going to use this to inform your investigation. How so?
Well, there's no point. So the pleadings in the High Court suggest that in limiting New Zealanders' rights of return, that's a breach of Section 18 of the Bill of Rights Act. I have, as you know, a power to investigate broadly, but I'd be silly to career off and not have regard to the fact that a whole lot is going to happen in the High Court on that specific part of the Bill of Rights Act. So I want to keep an eye on how that case develops. If it proceeds quickly and smoothly, it surely will inform otherwise what I would have done on that particular ground.
So, Judge, if that happens before Christmas, you will take that into account. But if it drags on any longer than that, will you forge ahead? Because obviously this is a time-critical issue for people.
Yes, I have said to my staff very, very carefully that of course I must have regard to the courts and the way the courts treat this case. But having been a judge, anything can happen in courts. Things don't necessarily get through to conclusion. So I want to keep a very close eye out and be kept posted. But I'm going to not stop the investigation on that ground. I want to keep it going, but just be conscious that in the end, if it's all going quickly, it will inform my own intelligence.
Have you been given any heads up about potential changes to the system which would alter the need for your investigation?
As I speak to you now, I know of no change which might alter the scope of my investigation. I know that this is a fast-moving field. It wouldn't surprise me if between now and the time when I report, which I'm undertaking, will be early next year, it wouldn't surprise me if there are changes. But all the same, there are a whole lot of people that are entitled to a response to their complaints to me that it hasn't been good enough.
And just to be clear, so people don't get false hope, it's not like you can order MB to hand over a voucher to a particular individual. So let's be clear, what are the limits on what you are able to do?
That's a very, very fair question. I cannot, as a result of this, like a court could, for instance, in an order or declaration, say, you are wrong, you must do the following, give this person a voucher. You're quite right. But I can be very far-reaching and much broader than a court's able to go. For instance, I can say, this is the way your system is built. I find that unreasonable. I recommend you change it and do the following. And most of the time, I think you know, because of the process we undertake, most recommendations I make are taken up by agencies against whom I make them.
Really appreciate your time this evening. That's Judge Peter Bosher, the Chief Ombudsman.